you. Oh, good to see everybody today. I'm really shocked that I'm here, but I'm here. And we'll just see what happens. It's good to see a couple faces that looked familiar from last year. And what a blessing the Stringhaven, are they a quartet or a quintet? There's four of y'all, wasn't there? Yeah, that was, what a blessing that was. And thankful for their attitude and their spirit. Now, I don't know what they are like around you, but hey, they were just top notch where we were, and what a blessing they were. And I kind of have a sneaking suspicion they're like that all the time. But if they're not, don't tell me. I don't want to know, all right? I don't want to know. I haven't been on this campus for 28 years. I was here when my brother got married, and I'm going to take a picture. I took a picture to send to him, and I don't think he's preached here. And I didn't even go here. And so, anyway, I'll let him know about that. And I haven't been here for 28 years, and what a blessing it is to be here. And so looking forward to this today. All right, open your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34. Now listen, we live about 500, 600 miles southwest of here. And I need you to help me on something. I don't know if you're the same way here. But you need to talk to me, man. You got to talk to me. If you don't talk to me, I go back and start over. Because my thought process is, I have four brain cells left. My thought process is, you don't get it. And because my brain's weird, and I'm like, okay, we got to go back. And I heard that lunch is at about 11:10. And so a good hearty amen every once in a while just keeps me rolling. All right, amen? Ah, I like that. All right. How many in here have a girlfriend or a boyfriend? Maybe. Uh-oh, are we supposed to talk about that? Yeah. Okay, let me ask. Here's an easier question. How many in the room here this morning is engaged? Anybody engaged? None? Nobody? I'm looking at what's wrong with you people? You're not engaged yet, are you? Who wants to be engaged? Nobody wants to. Oh, the high school boys do. They're like, yeah, we are ready. No, you're not. I thought at 18 I wanted to get married, and I think I got married at about 25, and it was still too early. And I would have ruined some poor girl's life. Yeah. The engagement period, some of you are just imagining this right now. You stay up at night thinking about it, and maybe there's a girl in here that's thinking, I wish she would just ask me, you know. But it's an exciting time of life. Now, obviously, there's nobody in this room that knows this yet, so you're really ruining the message already to start off. But it is an exciting time of life. You know, maybe God has brought you together. Maybe you're dating right now. God has brought you together, and however you do that, and your parents have approved, and you're looking forward to maybe what's down the road, and she's thinking, I wish you would ask me, and he's thinking, oh boy, I don't know about this. And you're going through that period of life that is an exciting time to live. It really is. And you're looking, let me just explain this to you. You get engaged and you're looking down the road on this far-off date, making all sorts of plans. And it really is exciting. I'm trying to encourage you, some of you. It's a good time. It really is, all right? And you need to find somebody to marry, it looks like. And but watch this. In between the time of the yes, I will, and the I do, there is a period of time between those two dates that we may call a growth period. In the Bible, you may look at it as a betrothal period. You may call it that. We'll look at that here in just a little bit. And during that time that you're getting to know one another, your life begins to be consumed. I'm trying to get you to think that you might like this and maybe start looking forward to this, maybe, because I'm wondering. You're looking forward, and you know what your time's spent doing? You're talking hours. How many have a roommate that talked to somebody? You don't have to raise your hand. I don't want to get them in trouble. They talk to somebody hours on end at night, and you're like, would you hang up the phone? You know, I've got a test in the morning, right? But man, this is that period of time. You're talking, and you're getting to know one another. You're writing notes. Oh, wait a minute. That's a little archaic, isn't it? Does anybody write notes anymore? They're called text messages, right? How many have sat next to somebody and text them? I don't get that, dude. I do not get that at all. You know what I think that is? The Bible says whisperers separate the chief friends. Yeah, a bunch of whispering going on. But you do. You talk to one another. You may communicate by different ways. Even today,